Mr. Chairman, there were 31 ayes, 22 nays.
23 yays, 16 nays.
23 the noes.
People are actually going to see what they're going to get versus what people at the top end are going to receive.
It's a hot mess that we're talking about tonight.
I wish we could have a hearing to really understand the data. Instead, here again, in the middle of the night, we're going to have a debate that will affect millions.
I will oppose any piece of legislation and suggest that we all should do so.
Mr. Butterfield votes aye. Ms. Matsui votes aye. Ms. Castor votes aye.
The real question is, who do you trust? Let's give them their freedom back. Let families make their choices for health care.
See there, they've certainly been working on Capitol Hill. The House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee spent 18 hours and 27 hours, respectively, to vote the health care bill out. Is this version getting closer or farther away from what might satisfy Governor Hutchinson and the other critics? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, what do you think?
John, Governor Hutchinson and Republican governors, and in fact, all governors around the country are watching this process closely. As conservatives make more and more demands on Capitol Hill to cut Medicaid right away, to lower the tax credits, to introduce new work requirements on Medicaid, and there's a ton of push-pull between the House and the Senate. Now, Paul Ryan has a message, John, for conservatives and House Republicans. He says this is the only chance. He says it's now or never. It's this bill or Obamacare. The whole reason for Republicans' existence for the last 7 years. Now, Mike Pence, the vice president, was on the Hill twice yesterday negotiating with senators and House members over policy and strategy. But every time there's a concession made to House conservatives over the things that you and the governor were talking about, like making Medicaid cuts immediate, you lose Republican moderates. And you also lose senators, and conservatives make more and more demands, John. They also risk those demands not being able to avoid a Senate filibuster. On Medicaid, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, the Republican senator who wants Medicaid left pretty much alone, heard the news yesterday that President Trump might be open to conservative demands to make Medicaid cuts immediate in order to get their votes. She was not impressed.
I would still have those same concerns. I think you're going backwards.
What happens if they go backwards?
Well, when you go backwards, I think it makes it more difficult.
And, you know, the Senate is going to be the real drama here.
The Senate's the huge drama. Like I said, John, they're trying to pass this with just 51 votes. That's called reconciliation to avoid the filibuster. There's complicated procedural stuff here, but the bottom line is a policy has to have a budget impact to be allowed to avoid the filibuster. And the parliamentarian is the one who has to rule on that. He's like a referee. Ted Cruz has an idea. He says, forget the parliamentarian. He says, Mike Pence is president of the Senate. Why don't we put Mike Pence in the chair? He's the one who's in charge. You can get lots and lots of these demands into a reconciliation bill, into avoiding the filibuster, if you just use Mike Pence. Listen.
It is the vice president who rules. It is the presiding officer makes the decision. The parliamentarian advises on that question. I believe we should solve the problem.
Well, that's a nice little lesson on parliamentary tactics, Todd, that he was giving you there. But, I mean, Pence is just one more vote when you come down to it.
No, except it would actually be really important, John. What Ted Cruz is talking about, that there would be a nuclear option in the Senate. And it is being considered because of all of the difficulty they're having getting the votes that could avoid a filibuster. But before Republicans even get there, more negotiations, John. House conservatives aren't just negotiating with Paul Ryan. Several of them spent hours at the White House yesterday meeting directly with President Trump. Dave Bratt is a House Freedom Caucus conservative who's warning about the votes here.
It doesn't have the votes. And it clearly doesn't have the votes in the Senate, right? I mean, so pay attention over there, because if you got a block there, then we're relatively less important, and it would be good not to be under the eye of Sauron constantly, right?
Lord of the Rings.
We should get it right there. It's eye of Sauron, not Sauron, from Dave Bratt. But John, on Tuesday, House conservatives back in the White House for pizza and bowling and more negotiation. That's what's going on.
Thanks, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.